Now, this is a huge step in performance of these models. It seems on its face like it's the kind of the latest Perplexity or the latest GPT Search or the latest DeepSeek R1 or Gemini Deep Research, all the, but I think it could be much, much more than that. And the primary reason I think that was the score that this deep research agent was able to achieve on humanity's last exam, which is kind of the test to end all tests as far as these AI benchmarks go. Check out our episode a few days ago where we talked about humanity's last exam. But this model achieved 26.6%, which is a huge jump from the second place model, which was at 9.4%. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with another Daily Digest episode for you. Three more updates in the world of AI, specifically LLMs in general today, and another little agent bonus for you at the end of the episode. First, we're going to talk about Anthropic's AI Shield. That's going to defend their system and LLMs actually in general against jailbreaks right here. Then we're going to talk about another new feature from OpenAI being rolled out into ChatGPT called Deep Research. And then lastly, we'll cover another agentic behavior being brought to phone calls to businesses from Google to round out our topics for today. Okay, let's dive in. First things first, Anthropic recently introduced something called constitutional classifiers. And it's basically a new AI safety measure, which is very on brand for Anthropic. One of the reasons we're such a big huge fans of them here at the AI Marketing Navigator. And this feature is designed to protect LLMs, large language models, from something called jailbreaks. And in an AI context, particularly in an LLM context, jailbreaking is basically the process where you're using very specific prompts or techniques to try and trick a large language model into generating a response that would usually be typically be restricted from generation due to the guidelines and the safety protocols. So you're trying to literally jailbreak the LLM out of its restrictions. And this is huge as far as an AI safety and alignment standpoint goes. For as long as AI remains just a tool that's being used by humans, it's going to be subject to bad actors abusing that tool's capabilities. And this is a huge step in preventing that. Now, I'm pretty sure in a not too far future, AI becomes something much more than just a tool. But for now, I think the biggest problem remains the human beings trying to abuse the capabilities of these systems. So in early testing, these classifiers or these extra layers of defense and security and safety protocols do appear to be working. Jailbreak attempts being unable to consistently bypass the defenses so far. The main side effect, though, is a little bit less of an overall user experience, probably negligible and barely noticeable. There's more processing that's needed from the model for the constitutional classifiers, and there's going to be an increase in refusal rates as well as the model kind of gets more strict. But like I said, if you're not trying to jailbreak the model, I bet these are going to be negligible side effects, really. There has been a demo that's been released, so if you fancy yourself an AI or an LLM hacker, you can give it a try. Anthropic is hoping that by testing with the community, they can continue to improve the technique and the concept. So great news for AI security and AI alignment, which we are very pro here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and it's hard to imagine why anybody wouldn't be. Okay, moving on now to the latest announcement from OpenAI. After their release of O3 Mini, which we just talked about, they have now launched Deep Research, which they classify as an autonomous research agent for ChatGPT. It's designed to perform multi-step research processes as well as complex problem solving, and ideally be able to adapt over the course of its reasoning and its research dynamically, just like a human would. Some of the key functionalities and the core attributes are multimodal inputs. So it's able to accept text prompts, of course, but also images and files, PDFs, spreadsheets, all to aid in the model contextualizing the research goals, the query, and the problem that it's trying to solve. Dynamic adaptability is another huge feature. So it's able to adjust, like we just mentioned, its search strategies during the process based on new findings and even able to backtrack when necessary. And this is just fascinating to me. Some absolute human-style cognition and behavior being built into the agent here, allowing the model to adjust its opinion, adjust its strategy, adjust its approach at performing the research and presenting the results based on any new information that it finds during its research process. In addition to all that, you're going to get some very high-level and very clean citations as well, inline citations, and also summaries of the reasoning process, which you have started to see now in the O3 Mini user experience. And if you tested out DeepSeek R1, you saw it there as well. And apparently, you'll even see the progress tracking of the research or the task in the sidebar when you're in ChatGPT. These tasks can take up to 30 minutes. 5 to 30 minutes is the window that they've kind of given. It is being powered by the O3 model, so the new O3 model, and it's been optimized and trained specifically for web browsing. Now, this is a huge step in performance of these models. It seems on its face like it's the kind of the latest Perplexity or the latest GPT search or the latest DeepSeek R1 or Gemini Deep Research, all the tools that we've talked about on this show. But I think it could be much, much more than that. And the primary reason I think that was the score that this deep research agent was able to achieve on humanity's last exam, which is kind of the test to end all tests as far as these AI benchmarks go. Check out our episode a few days ago where we talked about humanity's last exam. But this model achieved 26.6%, which is a huge jump from the second place model that seemed so very far ahead of the others when we talked about it only a few days ago, the Gemini thinking model, which was at 9.4%. So some pretty astounding capability increases in this new deep research agent. The most important part, though, as far as you're probably concerned, is the availability of the deep research. Unfortunately, right now, only pro users at the $200 a month level have access to deep research. But not to fear, there is a planned rollout for plus team and enterprise users in the near future. Hopefully we won't have to wait too long to get our hands on the deep research agent and we can do a demo and we can start using that in our workflows. So it should come as no surprise, but OpenAI is certainly not backing down from the crazy competitive landscape right now. Okay, and then the last little agent cherry on top of our Daily Digest Sunday today is another feature from Google. And shout out to the Rundown.ai newsletter for including it in today's newsletter. But similar to the Ask For Me feature that we talked about yesterday, in which you're going to have a Google agent call a business on your behalf, this feature is called Talk to a Live Representative. And this is going to have Google's AI not only reach out to the business for you, but wait on hold for you and ideally navigate through like that phone tree and that contact tree that's such a nightmare when you call a large customer service phone line. So maybe this is the end of ever having to wait on hold. That's yet to be determined. But I can think of several instances when I would love to have that AI agent to try and break through some of those ridiculous phone trees. So whether it is just the end of having to wait on hold, or maybe it's the end of ever having to make a phone call that we don't want to make again, we can just have the agents do it for us. I'll let you guys decide if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Feel free to debate to your heart's content in the comments. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.